Greetings, this is our children's message for the weekend of Epiphany 4. This weekend, our Old Testament lesson was from the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy. That's a long word, isn't it? Deuteronomy, that's five syllables. You can count them up, five syllables. Deuteronomy, it's one of the five books, this is what I want us to think about at the moment. It's one of the five books written by Moses. The first five books. When you pick up your Bible and you turn to the opening pages, the first book is Genesis. And Moses wrote that book, and he wrote the first five. What are they? Here's a little memory test for the kids. Mom and Dad, work on this with the kids, and some of them are long words, but here they are. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, there's a hard one, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. So again, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. And if you're young, Deuteronomy will be tough. Actually, sometimes when you're old, Deuteronomy is tough too. So know those books. I think it's wonderful to know that Moses was a wonderful prophet of God, that he called to work in bringing the people out of Egypt and leading them through the desert, giving them the Ten Commandments, all those powerful things. But imagine this, writing five books of the Bible that have those names. Now, I would like everyone to work on knowing those names of the Bible, but I want to mention something to you that strikes me as funny. This is a very old German Bible, printed in Germany in the 1890s, and if you go over to the first five books of the Old Testament, do some of us know what those are called? In English, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and people say, that's hard to memorize. The Germans have it easy. When Luther translated the Bible, he decided to call Genesis First Moses, because Moses wrote it. Guess what the next book is called? Second Moses, followed by Third Moses, followed by Fourth Moses, and followed by Fifth Moses. Does that sound unfair to you or what? That in the German Bible, it says First Moses right there, First Moses, Second Moses, Third Moses, Fourth Moses, Fifth Moses, and then after that it picks right up. And so I apologize, in English it's harder. If you want to memorize it both ways, you can learn the first, second, third, fourth, and fifth Moses. But I encourage you, if you're speaking English, to learn Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Now, I want to mention one other thing about it. When the German Bible says First Moses, Second Moses, does that mean those books are about Moses? Not really. That means that they were what? Written by Moses, right? Written by Moses. God, the Holy Spirit, by the way, inspired Moses to write them. If they're not about Moses, what are they about? They're about God, right? Genesis, or First Moses, starts right out with God made all things. Adam and Eve fell into sin. God promised to send a Savior. And that's the way the Bible goes. God loves us. He works with us. We stumble and fall, and He will send a Savior. That is what it's about. And all those five books are about then the continuing account of God and His people and their growth and their development. Sometimes they're getting off the path and then God restoring them back to the path. And if the Bible's about God, then ultimately it's about really who? It's about Jesus, right? Jesus is the Savior. Adam and Eve fall into sin, and God says, I will send a Savior born of a virgin. Her name is Mary, and His name is Jesus, right? First Moses, Second Moses, Third Moses, Fourth Moses, Fifth Moses, or Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, written by Moses, but about Jesus, the Savior. Lord's blessings to you.